Right, all right. Welcome to Motivational Monday on this week of Christmas 2020. Prayers for you and yours and all of those that you love and all whom God loves, this entire creation, this universe, this world. Again, the magnitude and the mercy of God comes to us with light and with hope. And so on this week, I want to encourage us through our Motivational Monday to raise an alleluia, to raise an alleluia. The writer and pastor Eugene Peterson once wrote, "The moment we say no to the world and yes to God, all of our problems are solved, all of our questions answered, all of our troubles over. Nothing can or will disturb the tranquility of the soul at peace with God. Nothing can interfere with the blessed assurance that all is well between me and my Savior. Nothing and no one can upset the enjoyable relationship that has been established by faith in Jesus. We Christians are among that privileged company of saints, of persons who don't have accidents, who don't have arguments with our spouses, who aren't misunderstood by our peers, whose children do not disobey us. If any of those things should happen, a crushing doubt, a squall of anger, a desperate loneliness, an accident that puts us in the hospital, an argument that puts us in the doghouse, a rebellion that puts us on the defensive, a misunderstanding that puts us in the wrong, it is a sign that something is wrong with our relationship with God. We have consciously or unconsciously retracted our yes to God, and God, impatient with our fickle faith, has gone off to care for someone more deserving of God's attention." Whew. Is that what you believe? Well, if it is, I have some incredibly good news for you in the world. You are wrong. You are wrong. To be told we are wrong is sometimes embarrassing and humiliating. We want to run and hide our heads in shame, but there are times when being wrong is a sudden and immediate relief. We can lift our heads with hope. No longer do we have to keep doggedly trying to do something that simply isn't working. You see, in the midst of being wrong about this relationship with God, a God who is love, a God who bends low, a God who breaks into our world, the Christ child who cries out from the manger in Bethlehem. In the midst of all that is wrong, our misunderstanding God, losing our way, we can still raise an alleluia. An alleluia in the presence of our enemies. An alleluia that is louder than our unbelief. An alleluia that is in the midst of pain and suffering. We can raise an alleluia with everything inside of us. We can raise an alleluia until the darkness flees. We can raise an alleluia in the middle of God's mysteries. Well, in this week, and in these nights and these days of Christmas 2020, may we forever be thankful for God's grace, for God's life, for God, the one who forms a life-giving relationship with us through the Lord, the Messiah, the Savior, the one that will be named Jesus, God Emmanuel, God with us. A blessed Christmas to each and every one of you. May light and hope be yours.